Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Check your watch. Check your phone. Check your calendar. It is the time for the Roller Out the Fox podcast. This is Roller Out the Barrel podcast. And
Roller Out the Fox podcast.
We are tackling it today.
Swampy on the roller.
Rolling out the swamp. And this is Swamp Fox Frias coming to you live from the 2021 Ohio Cup. And obviously I'm joined by my life partner, Barrel Roller. How's it going, Barrel Roller?
I don't care if people even make jokes about that. I'm good with it. Who do we got?
Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have joining us all the way from Central Florida, Billy Goat Polifron.
P-O-L-L-I-F-R-O-N-E.
Now you got it.
I did it, and you talked over it, so they didn't.
Say it again.
Polifron.
Yep. Fifth time's the charm.
Billy Goat Polifron. Bill, how's it going?
It's going great. Glad to be here. This is my first time at the Ohio Cup. I've been meaning to come for years, but Corky got a hold of me, and he's like, I got a spot on my roster. So.
That's awesome. And so let's talk, what's the travel trip? Did you fly or drive?
No, I flew up here.
So when did you fly in, and like, what was the whole process like for you to get settled here in Columbus for this big event?
It was pretty easy.
Yeah.
I said, I'm getting my bag. And he's like, all right, I'm already at the airport waiting for you.
Okay, so, cool.
Yeah, he had everything set up. I just had to basically show up.
That Corky is a full-service friend. Yeah. Like, he picked him up from the airport.
He brought me a ball with the logo of the show on it, for crying out loud. I need you to sign that ball before you walk away, by the way. Continue, I'm sorry. You want me to go?
No, well, yeah, go ahead.
Bill, for not a lot of people know, there's vintage baseball in Florida, and they certainly don't know what the scene is like. Can you give people a quick description of what it's like down there?
Yeah, it's just started. So the Awkwards were found in 2015, so not that many years of establishment there. There used to be teams in Dunedin, but it seems like they kind of folded because tried to get a hold of them and nobody answered, so I assume they folded. But another one in 2017 formed in Fort Myers, so we played them six times last season. We'll play them six more times this season. So that's only the only two teams in Florida right now. The Vintage Baseball of Central Florida that runs the Awkwards are about 4 to 5 players away from forming a second team called the Kissimmee Baseball Club, it's going to be called.
What's your season start like? Because it's different. So when does your season
start? It's different because, yeah, so the weather in Florida is opposite of what it is in the north. This time of year, you can't play in Florida. It's way too hot, way too humid, so you can't play. So we don't play in July or August in Florida. So that's why, like, I'm here now, because we'll travel this time of year. And then we start in October and go all the way through up to June. So.
That is fantastic.
I've been to Florida in July and August, and you don't do anything. It's not just baseball. You don't go outside. It's not a pretty sight.
It's like so it's essentially like October through February here in the Midwest. Like, the sun goes away and it gets really cold.
It's
like, so you just stay inside.
No, it's the most brutal hot. My sweat sweats.
I like to call it swamp back season.
Swamp back.
Bill, have you thought about getting a hold of Disney and holding a vintage baseball event at Disney? The largest vintage baseball event ever in the history of the world.
I haven't thought about that, but I mean, they do have Wild World of Sports there, so it is a possibility.
The complex, by the way, this is why this idea is in my head. The complex at Wild World of Sports is amazing. I went and saw some spring training Atlanta Braves there. Oh,
really?
Oh, the lush grass. Not just at that stadium, but they have all these outdoor facilities all over. Oh, my God. I got one word. What is that noise?
That is an airplane.
I got what one would refer to as a vintage baseball erection when I went to the Wide World of Sports. And so keep thinking about that, Bill. How far do you guys travel as a club? What's the farthest you guys have traveled?
We've been up to Ohio a couple times. That's probably the furthest we've traveled. We're going to Maryland in a couple weeks. We went to Tennessee. We're going to Gettysburg next year. We were planning to go to New York City, but that wouldn't work out. COVID delayed it, and then by the time we could go, we couldn't field a team, so it was unfortunate. We were wanting to go to Doc Adams Festival.
Oh yeah. I mean, being a team from Central Florida and just the desire in the community to play teams that you're not familiar with, I imagine like Central Florida is a high commodity. People are like, come to us, you know, come play us. But in the other sense, like you're sitting in a pretty sweet spot that like you're playing baseball when everybody else is done for the season because it's cold and everything. So, I mean, that's a fantastic opportunity for other clubs. The thing that I just did that segue, but I really want to get into your nickname.
My nickname,
what
Billy
is
Goat.
Your vintage baseball moniker? Moniker?
Billy Goat.
Okay. How did we get that?
Yeah, I got a story. I used to live on a rural area of upstate New York, so I had like an acre yard, and a coworker of mine had a goat, and it was a yard goat. It was in his yard, and every week his wife would try to plant flowers, and all of a sudden the goat would just go and wipe out all the flowers. Eventually she said, "This is it. It's either the goat leaves or you leave." And he's like, "Oh, I got this goat." I said, "Well, man, I got like an acre of yard that I hate to mow. I'll take the goat off your hands." And then, of course, the teammates, you know, got wind of this, and the nickname was born.
That's a solid story, a solid nickname. I like that. Billy Goat. Man.
Yeah, that's – how well did the goat do on that land, on that acre?
Well, yeah, one goat can't eat an acre of grass, so I still had to mow, but just not the part that she ate. And the thing is, like, the goat is, like, got a really small belly until then she gets this yard where she can just munch all day long. Oh. She ended up getting super wide.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you still have this goat?
No. This was years and years and years ago.
Do you have a goat?
No, I don't.
You did not go back to the goat.
No.
I think it was a lesson learned.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, yeah, I'll take the goat. And then he learned that.
My wife did goat yoga.
I saw that.
We'll talk about that later. Because, Bill, your 8 minutes is up. But thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you. What do you got coming up in the near future?
Like I said, next week I'm running a 5K. And then,
oh my gosh!
And then the weekend after that,
in Florida,
the Awkwards are going up to Maryland to have a tournament there.
Oh, your recent guest spoke about that.
Great.
Yeah, it's a callback.
All right, Bill. Thanks for coming.
It's been a pleasure. So good to finally meet you in person. Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, no problem.